Good afternoon, everyone. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. Welcome to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. I am absolutely thrilled you are tuning in today. Thank you for all the love and the constant support with my podcast, guys. It really means so much to me. So I want to dive right into today's podcast. Today I will be talking to you about, once again, the toxic relationship scenario, because I know it is an absolute head trip when you are living in those situations, when you are in that ping pong situation where you're backwards and forwards, up and down, hot and cold, and it's all over the place. And I want to just really give you some insight, more so than the last podcast I did around this. So even though I feel like we can talk about this continuously and go deeper and deeper with every podcast I do, because simply because it's such a complex issue and we need to be talking about these situations, because at the end of the day, I do not want you being in an unhealthy relationship. I do not want your anxiety going through the roof constantly. I do not want to see you stressing and worrying all the time over this particular person. Why don't I want that for you? Because I have been where you are, my loves, and I know the pain and the confusion, and I also know how great it feels when they come back and say all the right things again and say they're a changed man or they get it. And that whole scenario, I understand how difficult it is when you're living in that situation and you really do believe that you're crazy in love with that person. And I'm not here to say you are not. However, I am here to shine a light to say love doesn't hurt. Love doesn't make us question ourselves. Love isn't a ping pong match consistently affecting our mental health, because yes, it does, whether you are at that place where you can admit that to yourself. If you are going through a situation where it's on again, off again, hot, cold, all of those things, it is absolutely having an effect on your mental health. And if you have children, it is impacting them, even if you're keeping it so together in front of them. Kids know energy, they feel it. So this is why I'm so passionate about this, because I have been in that situation, and I absolutely want you all to know that you can live an incredibly awakened, soulful, spiritual, magnificent life with a healthy person, or just being with yourself for a while, right? And many of you know that I have a program, a one-to-one program, which is the Wide Awake chapter. And it's literally all about that time in your life where once you've broken up with someone before you start dating again. I like to call it the Wide Awake chapter because this is what I believe to be an incredible time in a person's life where they can really set the foundation for creating exactly what they desire, as well as understanding their current beliefs and mindset that allows them to be in the toxic situations they have found themselves in. So yeah, if you're interested in learning more about that, please message me. Now, I just want to mention that my email, the hello@sallykalin.com, has been down for a week and I didn't even know. Some people have contacted me on Messenger, on private message on Instagram. So thank you. But if I have not got back to you, I am so sorry, guys. It is because my email has been down. And please go to my Instagram account, Sally Kalin, and contact me, personal message there, because it should be working right now, but I'm not 100% sure. There may be some glitches, so absolutely contact me there. So with that all being said, let's get on to more talking about this subject, about what this means for you and what you can do about it. So first of all, because I think today's podcast, it's almost like just wanting to give you more insight to the situation and letting you know that this doesn't have to be a never-ending struggle. The first thing I want you to have a clear understanding is to get really almost like ahead of the game and start to see the pattern for yourself. Start to see the pattern of when that person is in that good phase and they're being all great and everything's fantastic. And then there's that second phase where they start becoming a little bit more distant, a little bit more scratchy, a little bit more, you know, you're starting to wonder what's going on. And you know that feeling, right? You know that feeling because your body tells you. They can say, I'm fine, but you know something's up, right? So that second phase. And then of course, which is the tension building phase, then of course the blowout when they just get aggressive or upset or, you know, have a tantrum, slam doors, smash things, whatever it is. And then there's the breakup probably, or the threat of the breakup and all that kind of stuff. And it's absolutely an awfully unstable time. And then maybe it's over again. And then within days or weeks, that person's crawling themselves back and doing the same thing. So my message today is I want you to start to be very present and aware of that cycle. I want you to stop kidding yourself. I'm going straight to it today, guys, a little bit harsh, but I feel you need to hear this. I want you to start getting very clear on that cycle and ask yourself this question. How is this love? How is this a loving, healthy relationship? Because healthy love isn't this. Healthy love is not this cycle of feeling great one minute and uncertain the next minute and has you second guessing yourself all the time. So I want you to be very mindful of that. So that's the first point I want to make today. Be mindful of the pattern. The second point I want to make today is for you to, and I've spoken about this before, to start to become more self-aware about yourself, with yourself. For example, we have to get to that place within ourselves to say, what is it that must I believe about myself to be allowing this in my relationship? I know we've spoken about this recently, but if you miss podcasts, I have to just keep putting out the same messages because I get a lot of emails on this as well. So you need to ask, what must I believe about relationships to be accepting this? And to start sort of questioning things within yourself. So what is your belief about relationships? You know, sometimes we can pinpoint it straight away. Sometimes it doesn't come to us straight away, but just asking that question. And to also ask yourself, kind of going on to point three really, that what is it about that person that you are actually drawn to? I want you to sort of get more clear on what is the characteristics of that person that you're actually drawn to. And start getting almost like a little profile in your mind, a very clear profile of what those characteristics are. Now, in my situation, I remember when I was in a toxic situation, I've had a couple of them, as you know, but this one particular person, I remember when I would break down the characteristics of this person, there wasn't a lot that I really did like. Because, and I'm talking about, you know, what's important to you? What are your values? What do you love about this person? What are the characteristics? Like, do they discuss everything with you and that's what you love about them? Are they really kind when they need to be? Are they really supportive? Well, if you're in an on again, off again relationship, it's probably, even if they are, it's probably very inconsistent, isn't it? But I want you to get sort of clear on what it is about that person that you actually like, because I say this for a reason. We can be attracted to a person and think we love a person, but when we actually start to break down the characteristics of that person, we can see that there's not a lot actually about that person or that we really do love. For example, in my case, you know, he was selfish. He put his own needs first. Everything was on his terms. He was definitely not a soft place to fall. He was emotionally unavailable. He was secretive. There were lots, right? But what the problem was in my situation, because it was a problem, and this could be your problem, there was a chemistry, there was this attraction, there was this, oh, I just love when he cuddles me and when we connect, there's just something. And that is what can blind us to the truth. But let me tell you what that is. I want to spell it out to you, and I want you to hear this. I know I'm being very harsh today, right? But I want to spell out what that is. If you've got a lot of toxicity in your relationship, but you're finding that you've got this chemistry and you've got this connection, that is your lesson right there. That is your reason for coming together, because there is a lesson in that. The fact that you've got this chemistry, it's like, what is this showing me about myself? Right? What is this showing me about myself? And usually it goes back to the inner child, because again, I'll explain it a little bit better because that might be a little bit confusing. Is even though this person in my situation didn't have a lot of the characteristics that I would intellectually want in a relationship, those characteristics matched up to the way I grew up as a kid. So the fact that he was quite unavailable a lot of the time, there, like, ding, ding, oh, that was my childhood. The fact that everything was about him, ding, ding, oh, that was the type of family I grew up in. I never felt heard. I never felt like I had a voice. I never felt listened to. You know, the fact he was emotionally unavailable, ding, ding, oh, that was my childhood too. So the attraction wasn't because I'm so in love with him, even though at the time it felt like that. The attraction was the energy of him matched the energy of my childhood perfectly. Even went down to the point where he would be so amazing and so this and so that. That was elements of my childhood because I had that with my grandparents. So he had aspects of my grandparents, aspects of my parents, all merged into one. And it was like, it felt like home. It felt like familiar. It felt like, and so there was this attraction. And that was what that attraction was. And I have come to learn, and through my own studies of psychology over the last 10 years and everything else, that is what that is. So when you have a lot of toxic stuff going on, but you feel this undeniable attraction to that person, guaranteed it's because it's basically got a pattern that matches up to something within you that you now as an adult need to heal. Usually you need to reparent your own inner child, and that is what that is. And that's why when that person leaves your life, you've broken up, you feel so awful. You feel absolutely so sad. You feel rejected. You feel like you're gonna die. Why? Because the inner child is screaming for your attention. The inner child is crying out to you, but guess where you are? You're looking that way at him. Come back, I miss you, I love you, I want you. But where you need to put your attention is on your inner child. This, my darlings, is how to heal. This is how to stop going back into these toxic situations. You need to reparent. You need to take care of your inner child. You need to acknowledge what is going on in this situation, right? And I feel like I'm standing on a podium here talking to like my whole bunch of my meditating people, because I do meditation classes. And I feel so passionate about this because this is how you heal, my darlings. Like, honestly, I cannot express this enough. And once you make that connection, you can then begin to, and this is another crucial point I want to make, emotionally start to untangle from that person, because that is how you are able to then let go of a toxic relationship. Telling someone to just let it go, just do this, just do that. I don't say that ever, because I absolutely know the complexities of it. It's all about steps, small steps every day. But how you end up being able to leave a toxic relationship is you have unraveled to your own self a lot of it, but also you have detangled from that emotional connection. You begin to witness the pattern. You begin to take care of your inner child more. You begin to see what's going on. So in my case, every time we'd have a breakup, I'd get that little bit stronger. I'd get that bit more self-aware. I would reparent my inner child that much more. And I would start to see things. And so then he'd come back. And yes, of course, when they come back, it's like the honeymoon phase again, and it's all wonderful. But I became very acutely attuned in to that cycle until when it happened another time as it went on. I can't even remember the date, but in my mind, I see it. And I remember the pattern played out. And instead of me feeling all this sadness inside like I would normally feel, it was like this inner power like emerged within me. And it was like, so here you go again. And you are not going to hurt my inner child anymore. I'm in charge now. And I literally stood there and watched it play out, watched him carry on like an absolute fool, because that's how they behave. And basically said, have you finished? That in itself just freaked him out, because it was like, what? She usually reacts now. She usually gets upset now. And I walked out and he was like, what the hell? And when I went back later that evening, he was acting all normal and nice, but trying to make everything right real quick this time. But it was all too late, because something had happened in that moment. And obviously it took all those other moments leading up to that, that I suddenly realized that I was never going to give anyone my power again. I was going to take back my power, and I was going to be in the driving seat of my life. And no one was going to be telling me what I should do, what I shouldn't do, and basically controlling my life to a sense. And of course, we obviously gave permission for that person to do it. That's how it is. But I made that decision. And from there, so much changed. Like that, like I can't go into it all now on this podcast, but literally that is what happened. And this is why I just can't emphasize enough, guys, the importance of becoming more self-aware of your situation, being mindful of your own patterns, and understanding that you do not have to settle for a relationship that is toxic and unhealthy. And it doesn't matter how nice they can be, how pleasant they can be, if you have got a pattern of this kind of behavior, you have to get to that place where you acknowledge it and say, okay. But you also have to acknowledge that if it wasn't that person, there would be somebody else you could be playing that same pattern out with, because we attract our own unhealed wounds. And that is why it's super important to make that connection inwards about your current situation. So that is my message today. I hope that is shed a bit of light on your situation. I am here for you if you need any guidance or help. Like I say, I have a number of programs that you may be interested in. I also do a one-off 60-minute call if you are interested in those calls. I love to do the programs with people because I see the best results working with someone over a period of time, whether that's usually a 6-week or a 12-week course. Sometimes I will offer the 4-week ones. But definitely get in touch with me and ask about that. Like I say, you can reach me on my Instagram direct message, Sally Kalen, or go to my website. Although, actually, probably don't write yet to the hello@sallykalen.com, because, like I said at the start of this, it may still be down and I would hate to be missing all the emails like I've done in the past. So I'm so sorry about that. So I am going to send you much, much, much love. You are not alone. You can absolutely turn your life around. Remember, you have to own your story. You have to take responsibility for who you are and to understand you can change things in your life, but it starts with yourself first, right? It's super important. So I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Take care of your hearts. Go and look in the mirror right now and say out loud, I love you. You are worthy. You are enough. You are amazing. Like, really feel into that. Keep your heart wide open to yourself and just know that you are allowed to have something wonderful. And love doesn't hurt, but attachment, which we often mistake for love, can absolutely cause us to feel crazy, right? So Have a wonderful day, everyone. I'll talk to you all soon.